Okay, it's 7 o'clock. We're gonna go ahead and start this meeting tonight. Did everybody have a chance to look at last month's meeting minutes? Anybody see anything that they think needs changed or?
I should move.
A motion to approve the minutes?
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Do you want to do the, you ready for bank statements already or?
Don't have banks.
You don't have banks in?
You got the financial statements.
Okay. So I have a motion for the financial statement. Also move, approve the financial statement. The second.
Okay, Mr. Newsom.
Yes.
You got Sandra?
Yes.
Mr. West?
Yes.
Go ahead with this. Well, first of all, I need to move, in order to do these purchase orders, I need to move $1,000 from $1,123.23 repair to $1,110.311 legal. And I'll give these to you when I get that done. Then I had to move $742.50 from $1,110.211 PERS to $1,110.311 legal. And I need a motion to approve that move.
Also move.
I'll second.
Mr. Newsom?
Yes.
DeLisandro?
Yes.
Mr. West?
Yes.
Okay, now, I have a purchase order. It's a then and now purchase order for $1,000 to Highland Administrative Services. And this is our deductible, insurance deductible for the first Dave Wingard lawsuit. The second one is for $742.50, and this is to Tammy Barker, who was the court recorder taking depositions for the judgment. So we need this. I need a motion before you sign that. You need to approve those.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve those purchase orders?
Also move.
Do I have a second? I'll second it.
Mr. Newsom?
Yes.
DeLisandro?
Yes.
Mr. West?
Yes.
Bills.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions about the bills? I guess I have one. Maybe you guys know. The Western Star Labor. Do you know what that was for?
I think they went over the brakes. And something else, I think, on the older truck. Danny Snyder.
Oh.
DMS.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Then on the bill, the added, Leroy brought his bill and added on. Did you get that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I said so earlier. Yep.
I so moved to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Noel Sandrew?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming the salt bids are at 7:30 again, like normal. Jerry. Or oil bids, I mean. Oil bids are at 7:30?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not quite there yet, so. Is that all you have, Jerry?
Kevin had said, asked if we take a look at the salt resolution. Now, they haven't come out yet with the resolution, but he said rather than have a special meeting to approve a resolution for salt, so I printed off a resolution and I just titled it Resolution 2017-18. The other had been 15-16. The account is going to be, where did I put that? That's, oh, 018-18. So he thought that if we went ahead and approved a resolution, then when state does come out with it, we will have that in place. So.
That would be salt for 18. That would be salt for 2018.
Yeah. And now we're done for this year. Salt's in paper. So, yeah. So I have a motion to participate in the 2017-18 salt program 018-18.
I so move.
I'll second it.
Okay, Mr. Newsbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Witz?
Yes.
Okay. Something, or you got something?
No, nope, good, go on, it's fine.
Okay. All right, you have a couple things. You've got the latest Brocious Johnson Griggs bill. So what is it, almost $5,000? And you also have a copy of the Ohio Revised Code 5705.41, and you also have a copy of Proceedings 117-20-02. All right, the 117-202 says that spending in excess of budgeted amounts would be a violation of law. That's that one. The next one, resolution for code section 5705.41, says making any expenditure of money unless it has been appropriated as provided in the chapter. That's 5705.41B and 5705.41D1, except as otherwise provided in Division D2. The revised code, make any contract or give any order involving expenditure of money unless there is an attached certificate of the fiscal officer of the subdivision required to meet the obligation. In the case of a continuing contract, to be performed in whole or in part for the ensuing year. The amount required to meet the obligation in the fiscal year in which the contract is made has been lawfully appropriated for such purpose and is in the treasury or in the process of collection to the credit of an appropriate fund free of any previous encumbrances. Okay? Now, there is such thing as the then and now purchase order. Signed to tonight. What that says is the now is now. The then is back when we appropriate. So that if there's money, you can do a then and now purchase order and say it would be the same now as it would have been then. So this $1,000 for Highland, we could have appropriated, we could have done a purchase order then. The money was there, now the money is there. The problem is, now the money's not there. And you have this one already? Okay.
No, he doesn't have it.
All right, I'll read this and then I'll give it to you. I have covered these with then and now purchase orders. We have borrowed from other line items and we've done then and now purchase orders. Now, that general fund, there's no money to borrow. We can't pay the $5,000. So, my letter here, in January 2017, appropriations were properly established and approved after receiving the official certificate from the Wayne County Auditor showing available resources for the year. From these appropriations, line items of expenditures were established. From the expenditure line items, purchase orders and super blanket certificates were opened, certifying that funds were available for the payment of future bills and invoices from these line items. The township has incurred legal bills that were not part of the appropriations, were not certified by purchase orders or blanket certificates. This, according to ORC 5705.41, is illegal. Spending in excess of budgeted amounts is a violation of law according to the Administrative Code 117-2-12, Accounting and Reporting Records. A then and now purchase order can be used to certify funds available now for a current expenditure that could have been established by purchase order and certified before the debt was incurred. However, money must be available within the fund line item to do a then and now purchase order. Incurring a liability without the certification is illegal. The present situation is this. There is no more money in the general fund that is not encumbered by purchase orders or blanket certificates. Respectfully submitted at the April 3rd, 2017 Sugar Creek Township meeting, Jerry Berg, fiscal officer.
Well, we didn't approve those bills to pay this month anyhow, so we'll be sitting there till next month anyways. So,
that's all I got till bill bids.
What do you, Jerry, suggest to pay the bill that's going to come due next month?
I don't have a suggestion. There's no money. And I'm not going to certify that bill because I would be illegal in doing so.
So even if we incurred no more legal fees throughout the whole rest of the year, there's nowhere else that could come from?
Go through your appropriations. You each have one of these in your packet. Okay. These items that are in here have been appropriated. There's either a purchase order for them, or there's a blanket certificate that says that the money that is allocated is there. And so if we incur a bill in those line items, I can certify the money is there. And if you go through those, you may have less than $1,000 that's not allocated.
And you can't reallocate once it's already been appropriated?
You can, but what are you going to reallocate?
No, yeah, I'm just
take for example, payment to another political subdivision, that's fire. We appropriated 72,000. We've got 72,000 already allocated. Now, if we take away from that, then who doesn't get paid?
Are you going to start taking some of your fiscal officer money out of the road and bridge?
No, I'm not. I checked the state auditor on that, and I got an opinion. I got an opinion from the prosecutor, and unless I am spending time on other than just general matters, it's illegal to take it out of the road and bridge or the gas tax, which would say that unless I'm doing things for roads or bridges, it's illegal to take it out of there. And I have the opinion.
So you don't do, so they wouldn't consider writing checks and stuff for the road and bridge wouldn't be considered road and bridge, or?
Not according to this opinion.
So that piece of paper I fill out every month that says 50% comes out of gas tax, mm-hmm. and 50% comes from the general.
But you're supposed to do that kind of thing. You're supposed to drive, you're supposed to see roads, you're supposed to do general, you're supposed to do all that. I pay the bills and keep the minutes.
Any other discussion on that right now?
What do you say?
Any other discussion on that right now?
I mean, we're going to have to talk about it eventually.
Mm-hmm. It's going to need figured out. There's should be more funds coming in that aren't here yet, but when we can get the auditor's office to, you know, follow through with what they're supposed to be doing, well, I think we'll see. So it might be might become one of those things where we have to force the auditor's office to do their job. So we were supposed to have an answer tonight, and we don't, so.
Do you think it would be worth asking Brocious, Johnson, and Griggs what the ins and outs or potential issues could be of them no longer representing us and using the prosecutor, county prosecutor, like if that's, like what their opinion on that is, because they've got all the research. I don't know how that, I mean, if we're into that, we can't pay them, we can't pay them, and they're not gonna continue to represent us for free.
I can talk to them. I'll call them tomorrow.
No, I can't too. I just mean,
I don't know what they'll,
you know,
I don't know how they'll, I don't know how they'll handle that, but that's how they do that kind of stuff. But yeah.
I think it's worth looking into. That's all I have on that.
Alright, it's 7:30. We're gonna go ahead and open our oil bids. Did we get more than one?
No, I had a lot of interest, a lot of calls, but one bid. Yeah, this bid is from Elway. You ready? MC30, MC70, MAC5, MC3000, 275 per gallon. CRS2, 275 per gallon. CMS2, 285 per gallon. Tandem dump truck rental with driver, $75 an hour. Pneumatic tire roller rental with operator, $65 per hour. Spreader box with operator, $75 per hour. Okay, they've got a bid guarantee and a contract bond included. Now, if we approve that, there's a place to sign for the trustees, so it'd be a contract that I would send back to them. Then. Reference to that last year. Oh, wait a minute. That's, yeah. Okay. Last year, their bid for 30, 70, 5, and 3,000 was 260 a gallon. Their CRS2 is 265 a gallon. CMS2, $2.75 a gallon. Now the dump truck and driver was $75 an hour. The roller with the operator was $65 an hour, and the spreader box was $75 an hour. Now, isn't that the same as what it is this year? Yeah.
Yeah, they're all going up 10, 15 cents a gallon.
I still move.
Do I have a second?
I will.
Actually, you gotta sign that thing first, I guess.
Mr. Wish?
Yes.
Mr. Newsbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Gelson?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear anything else back then from the general?
No. I went there and talked to them. They gave my information and email to their district manager and said they'll be getting a hold of me, and they have not gotten a hold of me. So that's been since right after the last meeting. So I guess I'll have to go try to track somebody down again unless...
I went past... a few days ago, and stopped in and looked at the ditch. And somebody has cleaned the ditch.
Where?
Out the general, out there in North Eckerd, off the road. Somebody cleaned the ditch. I stopped in and talked to the manager a little bit, and she said that that's something they are aware of, and they try to clean the ditch and keep it clean, but obviously when it's nasty outside,
yeah,
nobody's jumping up and down to be out there in that weather. So... Well, when I was there, they were open. They had lids, but it was open. So that's gonna continue to let stuff blow out.
Yeah, they did say they used to have trash cans out, but people just pull up there and empty their cars out into it. And
putting up a no littering sign is like putting up a no drinking driving sign.
Right.
We all know it's illegal, and if it's blowing out of their dumpster, it's not going to change anything anyhow. It's just going to cost us money and time, and I just don't, at this point, I don't know if there's a point in doing it. So, unless you guys, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but.
I'd say probably even community members, whoever, just if you're there, try to remind them and stay on them about keeping the dumpster shut or keeping stuff picked up around there.
So we'll just leave that go for now and kind of monitor it and see how it goes here. Maybe the district manager will get back with you here then. Or...
I imagine if I haven't heard anything by now, I'm going to have to get their information.
That'd be my guess, but you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the levy, putting a levy on. For fire and EMS.
I do have numbers that include the village printed out, and then it goes all the way up to three, like you had asked.
And this includes the village?
Yeah. The last, after the last meeting, I went and talked with the county, with the assistant county prosecutor, and had a nice chat with them. They're hesitant to give me any kind of official answer to a trustee, I think, because they want it posed in a question on the civil matrix so they can officially respond to it 2 months later. But they made it sound like they were pretty sure that we can't exclude the village from a fire and EMS levy. So I suppose if we go through the motions like we're including them and they end up seceding, then they'll have to, I mean, the amount's going to be less, of course. Mm-hmm. But at least then we're not scrambling, and then if Dalton ever secedes, then I guess they're paying.
Now, did we put a levy on? Was there a levy from the township before that excluded the village once? Do you know if they had given us an opinion on that prior to the?
You mean the village?
Yeah. Well, not I mean the
prosecutor.
Yeah.
Not at that time, to my knowledge. Probably ought to sit down with the village and ask them see what their feeling is, even though we don't get an opinion or an unofficial opinion.
Because that same day, I also stopped and talked with the mayor, and there she's 100%, you know, going to continue down that secession path. So she wasn't sure how long. I didn't have any idea how long it was going to take. She said it could be 2 weeks or, you know, 8 months or something. I don't know. But I think I sent that out to you guys in an email.
Well, I was hoping to have information, at least either a dollar amount or a millage amount from the district. I haven't heard back from them. They did respond to my email, and they're working on it, but I haven't got that information yet. So I don't think we're in a spot yet where we're behind the eight ball, but if we don't have something relatively soon, we're going to get ourselves that way quick. So
we need to make sure that the village is going to go, or that it will go through, even though the village wants to, or the commissioners or whatever allow it to go through before you put something on, or even make a resolution or a motion to accept certain kinds of minutes.
Well, we're going to wait
to see, wait for the commissioners to, for the village to secede, if they're going to allow it.
They're going to okay it, whatever. I don't know how much power they got, but I know they've got some. And they're working. The both legal firms are working on getting things drawn up.
Well, if we would wait till then, it'll be for sure too late to put anything on. I mean, realistically, they're not going to get it done in a couple weeks or a month. I don't believe they'll get it done that fast. But I think it's gonna get to the point where we won't be able to get anything on.
The thing you can do is contact the commissioners, see where they're at, try to jack them up to get things done here so we have time to do something.
Well, then I recommend that we probably ought to all be calling them and talking to them and see what's actually going on. So, I don't know that it's a one-person job as much as it's probably everybody ought to find out and communicate with them.
While we're on that same subject, my cousin Mario at the Board of Elections informed me that I knew that if Dalton were to secede, I would, since I live in the village, I'm not going to be a trustee anymore. I just didn't know how that spot would be filled. And he got back with me today in an email, and basically, if the spot opens up 40 days before the November election, then somebody, you know, a resident in the township can petition to run that fall for trustee, and in the meantime, it's between the other two trustees to pick. So if it's after that 40 days, then you gotta wait, I guess, till the next, and you'll still be able to pick somebody to fill in. It'll just be another, but that 40 day before the election's the cutoff. Just so everybody's aware, you're wondering.
Okay. And has anybody heard a firm answer on the two resolutions from the county prosecutor's office?
It's still, I checked the matrix today before I came in. It's still sitting there. It's assigned to Andrea. And
they are in consultation with Melissa.
I think that one was submitted in the beginning of February, and then I submitted another one beginning of March. It was right after I met with them. I submitted a question about what happens to the road and bridge funds if the village secedes, like officially on, you know, what's going to happen, you know, is it prorated or how does that work? And they didn't want to give me an answer then, so they said write it on the matrix, and I did, and
there it is.
Yeah.
Yep. They're busy, so, but getting back is not something they are necessarily timely at.
And since the resolution that the town took to the commissioners is different than what we presented them,
so they changed it.
Well, we had two, and now they're going to succeed the whole thing rather than the two that we were looking at.
So the two resolutions really don't mean anything,
right?
Since they're
okay. Since we're going the whole way. Yes.
So there's no point in us, even though it said in the paper last week that the village is waiting on us to see what we do with those two resolutions. It's not a great place to get here. So it's better to find out directly from the mayor.
Well, Melissa needs to contact them. That's it. That's their legal advice.
Okay.
Consumer Gas wants to Moore's Ricker Road, about a tenth of a mile south of Jericho for the Augsburger family, and they're requesting permission on normal procedures, 36 inches below the bottom of the ditch line, and I recommend we go ahead and you need to sign it, and it should be called before dig, put a telephone number, and sign and then make a copy here for Russ and send the original copy into Consumer Gas.
So do I have a motion to?
I entertain a motion.
We got that 36 inches below the ditch line and.
On Zerker Road, it has an address.
Pass down there so you can see. Mel made the motion.
Yeah, I made the motion.
I'll second.
We need to sign it and write down.
All right, all those in favor of, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Then right on the bottom, call before Dave can put Kelly's number. Got a call from the fire marshal's office for the Henning property on Crook Road. The health department's notified, sheriff's department's notified. The sheriff's department had been working with him for a year. It's all coned off. And the health department won't go on the property until they get an okay from the sheriff's department. And she wants what the insurance does and what the fire marshal's going to do. And the county was out over Prevene Drive on Friday, and I think they were back either today or they'll be back tomorrow. The water's down and be able to look a little bit more, come up with some ideas. And they're going to be directly working with Jim Sumner, which is chairman, and I'm going to have Larry Orr. We're going to also take a look because he works with OBNR. He knows what things I got to do just to give another perspective information. I'll turn everything over to them.
On Crook Road, they're just looking for cleanup. Is that the? I mean, I didn't drive past, but I'm assuming I know which property it was.
Yeah,
on that.
Cleanup. There's hazardous waste in there.
Yeah.
And things.
You have anything else?
EMS runs. Too bad the Jerry put it in.
Ready.
in the bills.
You got a copy of that, Jerry, right? Mrs. Stahl sent you a thing in the mail. Yeah.
I don't know why I would need that.
Did she send you anything else? I mean, have you gotten any other documentation?
Yes.
Just that there? Well.
It's in the contract, you gotta.
It is in the contract, and, that's one of the things that, they're supposed to be providing on a monthly basis, to be providing information, and there's, I don't know, they got 70 things here that they're supposed to be providing, and I think they, it'd be nice if somebody from the district was actually here to make sure we got it every month. It's pretty well the way the contract reads that they're going to be, you know, making sure we get this information, and this information that the township, you know, we need to know this, so that way we can make decisions on, you know, they want 50% of all money generated from a levy. Well, if you're not making the runs, becomes a even harder sell when you don't even cover 50% of the, you know, township. So, if you don't have a copy of the contract we signed with you, I can get you one. But I just thought the other would be helpful information to. Last meeting, we talked a little bit about having our Lake Harmony crack sealed. I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that is. If we would get that crack sealed, we can probably extend that out another 3 to 4 or 5 years. So, yep. Is what Kevin was saying. So pay a little, save a lot later. So if we can,
because that would be due this year anyway, wouldn't it? I think he said.
Is this year or next year?
Didn't they do it in 14?
I'd have to look. Well, they didn't do it last year.
14 or 15. I had it written down somewhere. I just.
See once what the miles that we're looking at. Otherwise, let's see what that's going to cost. Get be able to give us a total bill before you decide anything else, or take off a number of miles on the original mileage set up before you go anywhere. Any further?
Jerry, when Kevin was talking with you about what he was planning to do this summer, was he including that Lake Harmony?
He mentioned that, yeah.
So when you were doing your figuring for the equipment and that, that was figured in? Okay.
So what's your opinion?
I mean, I'm, as long as that expense was discussed between you and him as far as, you know, the purchase of the equipment and that.
And Melway's bid is a little higher than what it was last year, but we're doing roughly the same amount of mileage, so. Last year.
Last year was the least amount of miles according to, without sitting down and adding them up.
That's not. I'm in favor of doing it. We don't do it now, it's not going to get done. I mean, it's, you're going to end up with a next year with issues on that road. So,
and they already, that's the bid right there, isn't it?
Yes, this is the bid right here.
Yeah, I got that somewhere too.
Yeah, it was for $14,250. So I guess, do we have a motion to crack seal Lake Harmony this year?
Yeah, I move we use Pro Coat this summer to use, or to seal the cracks in on Lake Harmony's road.
Second it.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Gassone?
Yes.
Mr. Wiss?
The only way I would, if you're willing to possibly take some miles off of the other section, there again, depending on dollar wise.
Wait, it's done.
I'll abstain on that.
See, are you ready, Jerry? I guess next thing is be the equipment. Let's see. For myself, I would say that we get the loader. For certain. The backhoe is barely starting at the moment, so.
Yeah.
I think we can either do it now or we can wait. You know, if we wait, it's gonna cost more. OTA's bids are gonna, the new bids are gonna come in right now. We're still operating on last year's OTA prices. And they should change over here in April. That's what they were saying. So it'll go up. If we wait another month, it'll go up. But I'm open to. I don't know what you guys are interested in doing.
I think it's gonna save the township money in the long run by having that new equipment that you don't have to repair all the time. And like Kevin was saying, a lot of places do is they get that nice government discount and then run it for a couple years and turn around and sell it for almost what you paid for it and then start back over.
That is the nice thing about getting that government discount.
So you pay, you get ahead of the game one time and then and you don't have to worry about coming in at 3 in the morning to load salt and not have anything to work.
Realistically, this year we're probably safe. Hopefully we don't need to load any more salt this year, but you never know. Could get some ice yet, but you have opinion, Don?
I don't think we need to, we should do something. To a degree, it's probably noticed that with what else is going on, with what we're looking at here. I'm not so sure that we can always, I know it's probably will cost a bit more money down the road, but I think we need to take a look down the road a little further. That's my personal opinion.
Like as far as the cost of it, you're saying?
No, just in general, cost and in general. Yeah, I realize the prices are going to change. There's no doubt about it. But you see what the chip and ceiling, what the total bill is going to be, and the other expenses that we're looking at.
What do we have appropriated, Jerry, for the chip and seal?
Say it again.
How much do we have appropriated for chip and seal?
$283,000.
Last year. Last year was what? 615. Last year we were at $190,814 for it. So we have an additional almost 100,000 in there for that. This too. I make copies. for chip seal. $15. Spent $190,800. That's what we spent last year.
If we did the 3-year annual payment, or annual payment for 3 years in advance, at the lowest interest rate, there's $48,000 a year for that, for the loader. You said how much is extra?
Well, there's, well, it'd be right around $90,000 extra appropriated from last year to this year. But even if you went, even if you went on 16 or on 15s when we had the higher oil prices and we did more roads, I'm assuming, than 15. It was only 200, and when I say only, that's not a pleasant only, but it was 250,000 dollars. It was 250,239.
Which year?
For 15. It's in the minutes. I'm sorry. So
15 was 252,000.
Yeah. So that still leaves us extra room. I don't know what the oil was in 2015, but I would sure think that the money's going to be there. So you looking at doing the, are you thinking the 2-year or the 3-year for the?
They're both that 2.79%. Just the, and that's the lowest they offer as far as interest. And you make 3 payments or 2. But if it was 3 payments, that leaves a little more. A little more room in case, I don't know, something costs more than we think, or but still paying as little interest as possible. When you talked to Kevin about purchasing these pieces of equipment, what figure were you using as far as how much it was going to cost us for the load? Remember?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. But the only number I remember is the building. I just remember the numbers that he had calculated according to what we had appropriated, we could handle what he had calculated.
I guess I'm kind of leaning towards being in favor of the loader there for that 3-year.
And then you do it
annually or monthly?
Annually.
And you do in advance or in the rear?
advance, I guess.
I mean, I would think too that you'd wanna do it in advance, I mean, you're gonna, you know, it's gonna end up costing you more if you wait, so.
Yeah.
How much is the loader outright? Buying the loader?
$140,000.
Are you look, which one are you looking at?
The loader.
Yeah, which brand?
Oh, the Caterpillar.
What if you put that off till next year when you get more money come in and not pay any interest, just pay for the loader?
Like in January or something?
No, it would have to be in,
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem I see there is if something happens to that backhoe. But.
How much interest are we gonna pay in this?
You mean to buy it?
Yep. Payments, how much interest are we gonna pay?
2.79. About $3,800 if you do the, at 2.79. And that's the lowest one they have for all the, any way you pay it, it's. But you start getting into 4, 5, 6, 7 years, it goes up quite a bit from there. But it's surely gonna go up, what, about 1,600 or something they said? Or didn't that what Kevin said?
Kevin thought that it would be close to 7 grand between the two pieces.
Oh, the increase.
The increase, yeah.
Well, right there's.
Right there's your interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but. I mean, I'm in favor of doing the 3 years and getting it taken care of so that way we have it. And I'm not going to get stuck in a spot where we don't have a way to load a truck. Or,
yeah. I agree, just based on the increase of the price of it if we wait.
Yeah. So I move that we purchase the Cat loader, do the annual payments in advance for 3 years.
it?
Yeah.
So we need to make a payment of that this year then, or not?
No.
What's the payment this year?
Be one payment this year. This year would be the first payment. We'd have the first. Huh?
How much?
$48,174, it looks like.
Yeah, $48,174.
And then three more payments of that?
Two.
Two more.
It's three total.
All right, do I have a second?
Five seconds.
Mr. Newsbaum?
Yes.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Wiss?
No.
Okay.
I actually have the actual original copy here.
Third.
And the only other piece of equipment that we would have is that Kubota, the mini hoe. So I don't know if you have interest in that yet or not. I don't know.
I kind of see that more as it definitely helps out a lot, but it's not as such a necessity that in my eyes as the loader was.
Sure, that's something that we're going to have. I mean, would it make life easier? Yeah. But the other, I think, is more of a necessity with the getting trucks loaded. And so
being able to pile of stone and salt and stuff. But I think we held off on that.
Wait and see down the road.
Yeah.
So much stuff anymore. Right. You don't have anything else either? Do you have anything else, Jerry?
No.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, then we'll open it up and open it up to the floor. Questions?
Hey, Matt, on this payroll, you have to take bids on more than one loader or one company, yep.
Take bids?
Yeah, that's what we're like, I think it's like over 18,000, you have to take bids. You're supposed to add more than one.
You don't have to take bids if they're in the, if they're in the Ohio Township's,
Were there other makes available in that payroll?
Yeah, John Deere has in there also. I mean, we look.
Where was their price range at?
I think one of them, Kevin said, wasn't even comparable or something in price.
Purchase price for that one would have been, $146, yeah. So.
Yeah, how much was the cap?
$140.
Are you talking about single, cylinder or double cylinders? Loader.
Want to read through that? It's the.
Well,
all the information.
So, yeah, there's single or double. They have two cylinders in front of you, you have a single. Cat has, I think, both of them, both of those. Double would be the preferable one, but the single one, that's going to be the one to damage.
If you guys want to pass a tax levy, when you start running up and down the road with a bunch of new equipment, you're going to have a tough time passing. And people buying trucks and another thing, the tractor, you go clean ditches, you're going to have to load that thing up on the trailer. The trailer you already bought, it's not strong enough to haul that. You're going to have to end up buying another trailer. I don't know if you realize that or not. To get a spot to clean ditches.
What makes you think that trailer is not big enough?
I don't think it is.
Well, when he bought that trailer, that was the reason why he bought that specific trailer, was for in the future to be able to.
So. The other thing is when you're going to use that tractor, you've got to go around, if you're on culverts, clean out culverts on half a dozen different roads or whatever, you're going to have to load it up every time, you move it. If you have a backhoe, you drive it.
You're paying a man.
Yeah.
You're paying a man to do that.
Right. This guy probably, you're going to have to hire another person.
Why would we have to hire another person?
Well, you're going to have somebody to haul the same amount.
You got one person driving the loader out there.
The other
the backhoe.
Question is this.
So, wait, just a second. You have somebody driving the backhoe out, correct?
Right.
And you're going to have somebody driving
the
dump truck, correct?
Right.
Well, that's what we have now.
Yes, right.
So I'm not sure I understand where we're going to need the extra
person. You have the excavator or whatever. Okay, how are you going to move that from one road to the other when you're going cleaning out all this in front of things?
That's why we have the truck and the trailer, and we'll use the truck and the trailer for that.
Okay, and where's the dump truck going to be? How are you going to move the trailer?
That's what the second guy is going to be driving. We're not going to have somebody just sitting in the truck all day, just sitting there in the pickup doing nothing. I mean, the person that drives the truck's going to have to either operate the mini hoe or the truck.
How are you
going
to get three items out on the job and you only got two people? You got to get the mini excavator out there, the pickup. You got to get the dump truck out there.
Well, what else are you taking out?
Pardon?
What else are you taking out?
Well, you got a dump truck and you got a pickup out there. You got to have a pickup to move the trailer, correct?
Yeah, and that's what the mini excavator is going to be on.
Yeah, okay. You got to move it to road A, road B, okay, somebody's gonna have to come back and get the dump truck to move it over. Because you got three different items out there that you gotta move. And all you're gonna do is get more time to move the equipment. If you got a backhoe, you drive that thing from one location to the other. The whole thing is, if you use a backhoe for 4 years, all of a sudden now we have to have something different. And it's done the job. And we've come from the Stone Age now up to where we're at today. And you're telling us what we've used in the past, Rodney's used and been at it.
Nobody was saying it's not adequate, the backhoe.
Yes.
It's not going to, if you would talk to people that ditch, yes, and go out there and ditch from other townships, they're going to tell you that it's twice as fast to use the mini excavator. It takes half the time. It's that much faster.
If you're doing roads, if you're going around, which they do a lot of times, you gotta go around like right now. They need to go around and clean the leaves away from all the culverts. You gotta load that thing up every time you go to a different location. Because you can't travel more than about 500 feet before you wanna, if you're going to another road. And you gotta load it up. You're gonna waste all that time loading it up, tying it down, get in the pickup, go to the next location. Then you gotta unload it. Then you're gonna do the same thing over and over. It's just always. You're gonna spend money wasting, and I'll tell you what, people are gonna get kicked off. They're gonna say, hey, this is enough. Don't do it. You're gonna have to please people. If you aren't gonna please people, you're not gonna get people to pass letters. That's what this township's always been able to do. We've been able to pass letters. I'll tell you what, we've done pass for driving with a worker. Came from the farm, knew how to run things. They didn't have to have the best equipment. He knew how to do things with what he had.
So what are we gonna do when the backhoe breaks down?
I'm willing to buy a new backhoe right now. Buy him a good backhoe and forget about all this other stuff. The payload, I'll tell you what, for $500 you're gonna spend to load up your gravel, you're willing to spend $140,000? Do the math.
Well, we can't get a backhoe like what we have.
What, pardon?
We cannot get a backhoe like the one we have currently.
Well, who says you have to have one just like that? And they still make backhoes.
Yes, they do.
John Deere.
And the difference is when he piles his stone out there, he has to drive that stone up on top of that pile.
Yes.
And dump it up there. And the rear ends in the newer backhoes, the reason we bought the backhoe in the past, that backhoe that was purchased, has a bigger rear end and is capable of handling the strain of doing that. The new ones aren't going to take it, because he had asked them about that. He wanted to know if they could actually do it, and they said, if you pile stone like that up there, you're going to tear them up. They will not last. You're going to destroy these backhoes, because it's not made to do that. They're not made for that.
You say the transmissions are heavy enough?
Correct.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get it on a payload, I'll tell you what, you think that's a piece of gravy when you take it up on a hill, on a pile like that, too? I'll tell you what, they're easy to throw over, too.
I'm sure they are.
Not heavy.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. You have to be careful. That's.
I still don't believe if you're telling us that. And these guys don't make a backhoe that's strong.
Well, they do. They make one, but you're going to have to go to Europe to get it. So if you're going to ship it over from Europe, I guarantee it's not going to be any cheaper to get it than. So. And.
I still think you need to ask Iron Shear what we want to do. And if it needs to have wired wheels in the back or wherever, you can buy it. You can get extensions, you know, wire rims. If that's the problem, that is part of the biggest problem.
Yes.
I think it was at the last meeting. Did you guys approve or accepted to build the new buildings?
Correct.
Okay, and then the contractors, the electric, the doors and everything. I didn't know, did all the contractors, I guess, be approved? Did they give you written bids? You guys have written bids?
Yeah, I believe we have written bids for all of them.
But the county had not been in here yet, had they, or engineering, or the county signed off and say what had to be done, what didn't have to be done?
No, they have, they got the drawings approved, or the drawings turned in. Drawings are turned in and they're waiting to be approved up there yet.
I don't understand how they can, anyone can give you a firm bid before they know what the county's gonna require. That was my question, I guess, because I hadn't heard anything about the county's giving you, you had to sign it off, give you permits, and I'm like, how can somebody give you a bid? And is it a firm bid? If it's in writing, it should be a firm bid. Or is this gonna be what contractors are notorious for? Change order after change order, and your $55,000 building is gonna turn into $70,000, now it's done. That's what I was going with this.
They got a price range on the bottom of the Morning Hope services that we accepted for permits and drawings of $4,000 to $5,000. So it's, I'm assuming that's just what he's anticipating it possibly being. So if it would fall outside of that, I would guess he would come back to us and get a new, something reapproved or.
And then the door bid, or the door quote, the electric quote, that was a firm quote, I mean, those are in writing, or?
Yeah.
Is that just, why I think we can do it for this amount?
No, it's in writing.
Okay.
Anything else? If not, I move that we adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Or adjourn.